Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Bobby Barrasso, wife of Senator John Barrasso, dies after bout with brain cancer. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. After a two-year battle with brain cancer, Bobby Barrasso, wife of Wyoming U.S. Senator John Barrasso, died Wednesday night at her home in Casper, according to Cowboy State Daily. Barrasso said he and his family will miss her dearly and appreciate the public's support through this trying time. Barrasso said in a release on Thursday morning, after a courageous battle with cancer, Bobby is now at peace and at home with the Lord. In addition to being a devoted wife and mother, Bobby was a leader, fierce advocate for Wyoming, and friend to everyone she met. Bobby Barrasso, a Thermopolis native, was well known throughout Wyoming for her acts of public service, working for U.S. Senators Malcolm Wallop and Craig Thomas, and State Treasurer Stan Smith. She also was active on various boards, including the court-appointed special advocates of Natrona County, Raising Readers in Wyoming, University of Wyoming Art Museum, Wyoming Symphony Orchestra, and Louisa Swain Foundation. She founded Congressional Spouses for Suicide Prevention and Education, a group dedicated to raising awareness for suicide risks in Wyoming and across the United States. She was recognized for her work as the 2015 National Alliance on Mental Illness Wyoming Champion for Suicide Prevention. Governor Mark Gordon said Barrasso has left an indelible legacy. Bobby Barrasso also defeated breast cancer and was actively involved in the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and Komen Wyoming events, which her husband routinely attended. She also was a founding member of the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative. She married John Barrasso in 2008 after they first met at a Republican convention in 1983. Multiple statements have been released by Wyoming politicians, including U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, who issued the following statement mourning the passing of Bobby Barrasso. Lummis said, "Bobby Barrasso has been lighting up rooms with her infectious smile, natural warmth, and generosity of spirit since we first met as teenagers at the University of Wyoming. She had a fierce love for family and her beloved Wyoming, both of which she gave tirelessly to her entire life. The people of Wyoming and her beloved hometown of Thermopolis will always count her among its greatest blessings. To Bobby's husband, my friend and Senate colleague John Barrasso, her daughter Hadley, family, and Bobby's many special friends across Wyoming, I extend my sincere sympathies." Bobby Barrasso leaves behind one daughter and two children from her husband's previous marriage. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. February 3rd at Highline Park Community Church in Casper. Arrangements are being handled by Bustard's Funeral Home in Casper. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made in Bobby Barrasso's honor to the Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative and the Hospice of Central Wyoming. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.